J'attache beaucoup d'importance à mes rencontres avec les représentants de la société civile. But the strength of that civil society, which I believe we
should treasure deeply. The Grassroots View, an EESC podcast.
The attacks against rule of fundamental rights are always in the same schedule, in the same pattern, in the same stages. Attack of the independence of the judiciary, attacks on the media freedom, shrinking spaces to the civil society organization, affecting the normal and transparent legislative procedures, and attacking the rights of the minorities or directly discriminating minorities.
José Antonio Moreno Díaz, legal advisor of one of the top Spanish trade unions and a member of the European Economic and Social Committee, or EESC, which represents European civil society, sets out what he considers to be breaches of the rule of law in Europe.
We have different examples in every country with different degrees of difficulty and different depths, but they are promising. We have realized that in some countries there is a dark side civil society organizations that are paid by the governments to promote a different vision of the social point of view. In political terms, they are called gongos.
A nickname for government-organized NGOs that can masquerade as civil society organizations and get money from state sources at the expense of truly independent NGOs.
This is the same. These are all the common patterns in all the different countries.
The Grassroots View, an EESC podcast.
Any NGOs that are out of favor because their programs do not fit in with the government's new stance on history or its policy on education are being discarded.
Yolanda Kurska is the president of the Geremek Foundation. Since the death of Branislav Geremek in 2008, Kurska has worked hard to get the message of this well-known Polish historian and pro-European politician of the post-communist years across. And she has done so through initiatives aimed at fostering historical knowledge, non-discrimination and European integration. In 2018, Kurska wanted to pay tribute to Geremek by putting up a commemorative plaque in the city of Warsaw. In accordance with Polish law, she sent the text to Poland's Institute of National Remembrance, a government body which, amongst other things, is responsible for approving official texts that appear in the public space.
They simply censored what was written on the commemorative plaque by cutting out words such as European or co-founder of Free Poland. They either removed or changed certain things in order to diminish the role played by Geremek in the contemporary history.
Eventually, the plaque was put up without any changes to the original text. However, the story highlights the tensions that are unraveling in Polish society, particularly when it comes to defining collective history. In the last few years, the debate has become more intense, as Wojciech Pszwilski, editor-in-chief of Visegrad Insight, observes.
Currently, the government is running a campaign to retell the story of the last 30 years and change the perception of main symbols and heroes of the transformation period and of the time before 1989 when the opposition was fighting the communist regime.
The bone of contention is the interpretation of the post-communist history of Poland. The crucial question is who takes credit for fighting the communist regime and for creating a new and free Poland after decades of Soviet domination.
And although you can argue that every other political party has ideas about how to deal with memory and the past and the history, they remained much more constrained by the academic and the researcher discourse, leaving the autonomy of historical research. Only Law and Justice is very articulate about the role of this element of public discourse and symbols in the political ideology. This politics of memory and the questions of the rule of law are interlinked because the same rationale, the same arguments undermining the last 30 years, questioning the integrity of the post-communist governments, serve as an excuse to change the system.
In Poland, the ruling party Law and Justice, which has been in power since 2015 and took the country's elections by storm again this October, has come under criticism for embarking upon a number of reforms, for example, changing the way the Supreme Court and the public media sector operate. These actions prompted responses from the European institutions. The European Commission referred the Polish Supreme Court case to the European Court of Justice, which ruled that lowering the retirement age of Supreme Court judges was a breach of EU law. Even before this had taken place, the European Commission had triggered Article 7 of the EU Treaty against Poland in 2017, the first time it had done so against any country, although Hungary has since come under review following a request from the European Parliament. However, the Article 7 procedure, which can result in the withdrawal of a country's right to vote if that country is found to be in serious breach of EU law, could have some strong repercussions.
The full use of Article 7 would be both disastrous when it comes to the effects of exclusion and coercion within the largely flexible system of the European Union membership.
The coercive models and the correction models rest in the democratic constituency of each member state. It is quite important to see the civil society potential to mobilize, to stand up against, to be vocal in domestic and international scene that can push the governments on these questions of rule of law. But this has to be grounded in the active civil society, in the active internal parts of the democratic system.
The Grassroots View, an EESC podcast. Civil society organizations like Jolanda Kuszka's are, therefore, at the heart of this debate on the rule of law. It is precisely the growing number of alarming reports received from its member organizations all over Europe that prompted the EESC to set up a special group to give extra support to civil society organizations in their fight against breaches of the rule of law. Moreno Diaz is the president of the group, called the Group on Fundamental Rights and the Rule of Law. He explains its tasks and objectives.
First of all, to take into account and to establish an early warning system among the civil society organization from the grassroots societies, to hear directly from them. Secondly, to try to translate these social complaints to the Brussels bubble, to the institutional framework of the European Union. And thirdly, to collect data directly from the countries in the so-called fact-finding missions. Going to the different countries, meeting with the NGOs, the social stakeholders, the government representatives, and to talk about the rule of law in a very transparent and horizontal way.
Many of these fact-finding missions have already taken place in several EU countries, and the EESC group plans to assess the situation in all EU countries. Such fieldwork is of paramount importance in supporting civil society organizations and understanding their needs, argues Kuszka. However, more is needed.
It is really important to collect data to understand what is going on. This is because unless we really understand the issues at stake, we won't know what route to take. That being said, such discussions must be followed by genuine action.
Moreno Diaz agrees. However, he warns that the EESC can only act within the limits of its mandate. That mandate consists of advising the European Commission, the European Parliament, and the Council on behalf of civil society and making sure that the voice of civil society is heard in Brussels. Moreno Diaz feels that at the moment this is not taking place.
We do need the Commission more real engagement to respond, because we are receiving complaints in every fact-finding mission from the social actors and they do need specific answers.
Nevertheless, the EESC welcomes the Commission's proposals to create an EU framework for communication about the rule of law and to encourage a debate about the rule of law and culture of fundamental rights in Europe. Moreno Diaz says the EESC has already taken a step in this direction by organising a conference on the rule of law in Brussels this November, which should lead to the setting up of an annual forum on fundamental rights and the rule of law, bringing together civil society representatives, institutions and authorities. To keep the discussion going, you can find the EESC's opinion on our website www.eesc.europa.eu. The Grassroots View, an EESC podcast.